In 1975, Twin Cities bars were dominated by cover bands. The Suicide Commandos changed that. They wrote their own music, and they tore away at their instruments, bringing their own blistering sounds and anthems to crowds hungry for something different. Something complicated. Something fun. Fun didn't last too long, though. Chris Osgood, the Commandos guitarist.
The Commandos officially split up at Thanksgiving time of 78.
That's not even a four-year run. But in that time, the three-man team of Osgood, drummer Dave All, and bassist Steve Almas released a couple of singles, a studio record, and a live album. They also stayed friends and managed to play shows every now and then, even though they'd broken up. And now, nearly 40 years after their first LP hit shelves, the Commandos have reunited to make a new record. So what brought them back together again, officially?
We started talking about doing a studio album after Tommy Erdely died.
Tommy Erdely was better known to the world as Tommy Ramone, drummer of the legendary punk group The Ramones.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
And after he died, Steve called up and he said, you know, the Ramones are all gone. The Commandos are all still here. We should make another record.
It's one thing to get together after 40 years to record again. It's another thing to do so under the banner of a fabled local label that hasn't put out a record since 1994.
And this record, which Twin Tone is putting out, is the record that we did not deliver to Twin Tone in 1977.
Twin Tone Records is a label behind the earliest and biggest Twin Cities punk rock bands like The Suburbs, The Replacements, and Husker Du. The Commandos would have been the first band to sign with the fledgling label, but the majors came knocking, and they signed with Cliff Bernstein at Blank Records. Bernstein would go on to manage Metallica and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And we went with the major label because we thought it'd be better. And who knows, you know, Twin Tone turned into a thing. But Twin Tone wasn't a thing.
Twin Tone turned into a big thing. And now, 40 years later, they're doing something big together. Their new album is called Time Bomb. It's a brisk 13-track rocker filled with the Commandos' trademark playfulness. But there's also a certain gravity of age that's apparent as well. They aren't fresh-faced 20-year-old punks anymore. The music is fuller and more produced than their late 70s sound, which was stripped down to the bare minimum. On their 1978 LP, The Suicide Commandos Make a Record, Osgood said they had a specific philosophy.
Bring Commando Fury into your living room. And so we wanted that to be a statement or a declaration of what we sounded like live. And with this, we took the opposite approach of let's think about the songs and let's not worry about whether we can play the castanets live or not.
Osgood, Almas, and All shared songwriting duties, each of them penning and singing on four songs.
My favorite song of mine is Late, Lost, Stolen, Mangled, Misdirected.
We've been late, lost, stolen, mangled, misdirected. Any wonder we can get so dejected. Sometimes something broken gets resurrected.
Because it's a hopeful song, and it's about everything that's happened to people my age. But we seemingly are thirsty for more. Or the way that it goes in the song, sometimes something broken gets resurrected.
Resurrected and on the road again. For KFAI, I'm Zan Holston.